I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 2000. Just after midnight, 600 police officers clashed with picketing longshoremen in Charleston, South Carolina. The port in Charleston ranked the fourth largest in the United States. While South Carolina is one of the states with the lowest union membership, the port is an exception. The picketers were predominantly African Americans. They were represented by the International Longshoremen's Association, Local 1422 and 1771. That January, a Danish company, Nordana, announced they would unload their ships with non-union labor. The company had used union labor for more than two decades. 600 police were on hand to watch over 20 scabs brought in to unload the ships. The police force included helicopters and armored personnel vehicles. The longshoremen held a meeting to discuss their response. A picket of longshoremen was set up at the port. The police violently opposed the picket. They hurled gas grenades and racial epithets. They savagely beat Ken Riley, the president of Local 1422. Five union members were arrested and charged with felony rioting and faced 5 years in prison despite a lack of evidence, and they were placed under house arrest for more than a year. They became known as the Charleston Five. The South Carolina Attorney General vowed to make an example of these workers. He promised jail, jail, and more jail, and even going as far as comparing them to terrorists. The labor movement in South Carolina and beyond rallied to their defense. Yellow bumper stickers and billboards reading "Free the Charleston Five" could be spotted throughout the state. A plan developed to conduct actions at ports across the world to support these men and their right to picket. Faced with an outpouring of support, South Carolina reduced the charges to a misdemeanor and a $100 fine.